Welcome to The Awakening, ladies and gentlemen. It is great to have you with here. We got another great show for you, got another great Patreon show for you. So first things off, before we start, just want to advise you, you can go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is an amazing resource where you can understand everything that's going on in this dark, complex world that we live in. Nothing makes sense, but hopefully, once you read the site, hopefully I can provide some kind of common sense and I can make you figure out what's going on. So basically, just to recap one more time, the US is at a complete state of war, which means a communist conspiracy is in a complete, total, undeclared war versus the US industrial complex system. This has been the case for quite some time, and we are watching the events unfold. To recap where we are right now, to explain it to you, is that Barack Obama was orchestrated, he was the coup d'etat on the American system, the US complex system, which means the elitists, the people who control the agenda and everything that's happening to us, don't actually work for us. They work for the enemy. These people who are serving us this agenda, and this agenda is meant to lead the Western world into its destruction at the hands of the enemy, this agenda told you to vote for Barack Obama. So in the 11th hour, after making us all sick for a number of years and preparing us for a fall, these people told us to vote for the communist plan. This communist plan, Obama was in the White House for 8 years, where he was trying actively to set up this giant war that was going to take place on Hillary's presidency. He was working to set up the enemy with a basic smash and grab job where they were completely ready to take over without anybody being the wiser. And I can explain to you all so easy what he was doing. The Soviet Union, the communists, have hated one thing. They've hated freedom. So they've hated America, they've hated Europe, they've hated the rest of Asia that has aligned itself with the US, and they have hated Israel. They have also hated Saudi Arabia, and they've worked with the Islamists, the radical ones, in their quest to basically destroy Israel and turn Islam into the way it's supposed to be, which is fiercely anti-Western. So to explain it to you, Barack Obama was setting up a power structure changing war. This war was going to be pinned on Hillary Clinton, and nothing has worked out so far. So before we get started, I have the insider with me, and we're going to go through a bunch of stuff. So first of all, we have Biden is debating Donald Trump probably as we speak. So we're recording this actually right before the debate. So I didn't think this debate was going to happen, but if it happens, Joe Biden is going to have the debate of his life. This is because he's protected, obviously, by CNN. And as the insider and I have, you've told me that Biden's dementia is not real, right?
Well, I have questions about it because there's sometimes he's incredibly lucid, and I'm not talking about the State of the Union. He's incredibly lucid.
Dude, State of the Union? Boom, boom, boom. He was so good.
Yeah, he was probably on cocaine that they found in the White House. But he's sometimes so good, and then sometimes like it's like he's acting when he's showing this dementia. So I have question marks there.
Yeah, his dementia is completely fake. The reason why is that we get closer and closer to these charges of treason, which him and Hunter Biden were involved in. What do we have? This is because it's a great defense. I'm an old, feeble man. I can't recollect anything. I have some problems. I'm not going to go to prison forever. This is specifically why he's acting. The closer and closer we get to the treason hanging over his head, the closer we get to him being completely like, I'm just completely inebriated and I need to be ruled by the 25th Amendment. However, we don't believe at the insider this is what's actually happening. The communist conspiracy needs to keep Joe Biden in the White House. Understand the three pillars to what is going on and part of Barack Obama's plan. Number one, you have Joe Biden, okay? These three pillars are supporting this conspiracy, Joe Biden. Number two, Zelensky, okay? Zelensky has a current buddy, I can't even read his name, Zolchevsky, the owner of Burisma, okay? That was working with this bank called Private Bank. I can't explain the whole thing without talking about an hour, but they're on this too. What do you mean? Zelensky and Putin are working together? Yes, absolutely. Number three, Justin Trudeau. So Justin Trudeau was orchestrated to the White House by Barack Obama and Joe Biden. This is because they were facilitating the uranium, U.S. uranium transport over to Iran and North Korea through Canada, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Iran, and North Korea. So to explain it all to you is those three pillars right now, if anything happens to them, the entire conspiracy is going to implode and everyone's going to know. The conspiracy is propping up Joe Biden, Trudeau, and Zelensky. So in the case of Zelensky, what's Zelensky doing right now, insider? Martial law?
Mm-hmm. No more elections in Ukraine.
No more elections in Ukraine, right? In Canada, what's happening there? What's the latest on the election? Trudeau's going to lose.
Well, yeah, and there's no doubt about it because there was a by-election in Toronto, which the entire city of Toronto is red, liberal red.
Right.
And in the by-election, the Conservatives won a seat which even I didn't think that they could potentially win.
This is a seat that has never almost been Conservative ever, right?
Well, 30 years? No, there was Barbara McDougall who held that seat before.
That guy?
Barbara McDougall.
Well, who's that guy? How old is he?
Barbara McDougall, she's got to be quite old now. She 30 plus years ago, she held the seat. But it's been, 31 or 30 some odd years that the Liberals have held it.
This is like one of the strongest Liberal seats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. And they lost it.
Yes.
So Trudeau's going to be done. I was in the States. There's no Biden flags. Nobody likes Biden. Not a soul likes Biden. Well, there's probably a few people like Biden, but realistically, the most people like Trump. So if anything happens to these three, they're toast. So the conspiracy is Barack Obama being the communist plant. How did he get orchestrated into office? Well, the conspiracy, the UN agenda, everything they were telling you that was happening, which was leading us to our grave, they told you to vote for Obama. So the 25th Amendment, I don't think is really going to come to play here. And it's really going to be interesting in this debate because, you know, Joe Biden wants to act like he's like, oh my goodness, like my son is about to be indicted to being a Chinese spy. And here I am, I have to actually be forward with Trump and have a debate to please these commie people. Like, it's going to be an interesting debate. We're going to recap it once it happens. So again, we have Trudeau, Biden, and Zelensky. Now, if anything happens to one of these three, the whole thing is going to implode. What's the latest on the war in Ukraine?
I really haven't heard much news. I mean, it's like, what's the latest?
So the European Union now has sign an agreement with Zelensky,
yes,
that they will provide him protection. So the communist conspiracy, Soros creation, the European Union, what are they doing? They're going to ensure that this war is going to happen. Okay, they're going to make sure that the U.S. industrial complex comes to war. They're going to sign an agreement. As you know, basically half of NATO is in the European Union.
Yep.
They're going to ensure that they are going to provide services to Ukraine. Zelensky is guaranteed. Zelensky's not going anywhere. This war is not going to go anywhere. And basically the U.S. is on for a ride. They're going to drain their system out. Russia's going to drain their system out. It's all just going to all implode. In Taiwan. Now, Taiwan is telling its citizens, you can no longer travel to China under any circumstances, we avoid it, right? We have how many planes, Insider, are going into every single day or crossing this border in Taiwan? It's like 30 or 40 planes every single day that are crossing this border. And obviously here in Canada, what is Canada doing in Trudeau? They're trying to isolate allies, they're trying to isolate India, making so Canada goes against India now. And Trudeau is basically riding everything to the bank of collapsing us. Like, let's just put on huge taxes on businesses and corporations so that nothing survives here. Huh. It's an amazing time to be alive. Now, also, I don't know if you've heard the latest insider, the submarines outside Cuba.
I have heard that. Yeah, that's very interesting. Russian submarines.
What's the latest?
Well, Russian submarines, what is it, three of them outside of Cuba?
I don't remember.
Okay, submarines, Russian submarines outside of Cuba, and so America put one of their, Ohio, what's it called?
Yeah, so I think America countered by showing one of their Ohio-class submarines that was on the coast of Norway, just by the tip of Russia there, which is interesting because those submarines never come up. They're always in port, they're always hiding. And here we got Russian ships in Cuba. Like, this hasn't happened. This is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Correct. Yes, much.
I'm pretty sure that Russia never had submarines in that vicinity. There may be one or two that was kind of traveling the area, but I don't think these submarines, there's a specific net actually in the Atlantic Ocean that keeps submarines from transiting over across. And this net, Russia's basically just parking all their submarines there. So like this is the worst probably it's ever been. So I'll predict it this way. So Biden is going to go nowhere. The conspiracy is going to have to cheat to keep Joe Biden in the White House. They're going to have to cheat to get Trudeau in the White House. And they're going to have to cheat. Well, they already have cheated. Zelensky's declared martial law. So there you have it. So I don't know what to expect with this Biden debate other than we're going to wait and see. But it's an interesting time.
It's a very interesting time. I can't wait to see how the debate is going to be, and I agree with you. I think the cards are stacked in Biden's favor because CNN and the two hosts are definitely pro-Biden. But I think Biden's going to be pumped up. And even Trump yesterday offered that they do a drug test. If Biden's willing to do a drug test, he's willing to do it too. There's question marks as to, you know, how can Biden all of a sudden show up and be so ready to debate? And back to your point, remember that the special counsel for his classified documents case for Biden wouldn't charge him because they said, you know, the guy, basically they said he has dementia and they're not willing to release the tapes. They're not willing to release the documents to say, you know, why did her not charge Biden?
Because they're already setting up like he's too old and he's too,
He's too frail. He's too mentally frail, weak.
He's too mentally weak. He's ill.
Yeah.
There's no point in even charging this guy.
Yeah.
And so this is his out. His out is to basically be inebriated. Right? So like, when he's facing this debate versus Trump, if he's going to act inebriated versus Trump, I mean, that's just going to separate the polling. I mean, the polling is already hugely separated.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, everything's an illusion. There is no way that Biden is leading. There's no way that Trudeau is leading.
No.
And in my opinion, in Ukraine, nobody likes Zelensky because the guy's rich and everybody else, you know, some people are suffering there.
Right.
So I don't believe this for a second. But anyways, we're going to go to the Patreon now. We're going to talk about Kim Jong-un. We're going to talk more about the nuclear bribery and the nuclear conspiracy. We're going to talk about the next moves of the enemy. We're going to talk about, oh my goodness, there's so much stuff. So join us on the Patreon. It's so cheap. It's only $4.50 a month or $3 American a month. You get so much information. The reason why we're going to the Patreon is because we're talking about some classified stuff. We're talking about a bunch of other things that I cannot speak about on the free show. And I can't speak about it on the website either. I just, this stuff is too sensitive. So let's head there now.